From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some 70 countries have reaffirmed that only a two-state solution could resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and warned against any unilateral steps by either side that could prejudge negotiations. Final communique of a one-day international Middle East conference in Paris avoided criticizing plans by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to move the American embassy to Jerusalem, although diplomats said the wording sent a subliminal message. We asked American University Middle East scholar Russell Stone where the status of the Middle East peace process stands in light of the Paris meeting.
Where we stood before, there's not much movement, there's not much change in it. And I don't expect that there will be much change in the coming days. There will be controversy over the question of moving the embassy, but even if it is moved or regardless of how those discussions go, the actual process of moving toward a peace agreement is not moving.
Neither the Israelis nor the Palestinians were represented at the Paris Middle East Peace Conference. Well, the inauguration of Gambian President-elect Adamo Barrow just days away, longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh said again he will not step down and has filed an injunction to block Barrow from taking office on Thursday. He said Gambians must wait for a ruling by the country's Supreme Court before he considers stepping down after more than 22 years in office. Mr. Jammeh, who initially accepted defeat after the December election, reversed course and said there was widespread fraud and demanded a new election. This is VOA News. Just days before his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump remains focused on how to pull off last November's stunning upset to win a four-year term in the White House. He spoke about his win in an interview with Britain's The Times newspaper.
I won the election because of strong borders,
yes,
and trade. Many factories now, many car plants that were going to be built in other locations are building in Michigan and Ohio. You know, Ford announced a big one. Fiat Chrysler announced a big one. General Motors is announced. They're all announcing. And I'm not just talking about cars. I'm talking about other things, like there'll be many other things. You can't allow companies to leave our country, fire all of its employees, move to Mexico, make whatever the product is, and then sell it back in with no tax. And there will be a very substantial border tax for companies that do that.
Mr. Trump also reiterated the campaign promise to control immigration into the U.S. He takes the oath of office as the 45th American president on Friday at noon local time here in Washington. VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning at 16 hours Universal Time on radio, television, and on the Internet at voanews.com. Monitors are saying artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 civilians who had fled to the site to avoid nearby fighting between rebels and Syrian army. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called the attack in the Barada Valley a massacre. Video from the opposition Step News agency showed a civilian pointing to blood-smeared floor of the shelter, saying the shelling had killed his wife and two other family members. Nearby, a half-dozen bodies lay strewn in the wreckage of that facility. Fighting north of Damascus in the water-rich valley has raged since December 22nd. When the Barada River supplies to the capital of about 5.5 million residents were severely curtailed due to water contamination. Prosecutors have requested the arrest of Samsung heir Lee Jae-yong as a bribery suspect in the influence peddling scandal that led to the impeachment of South Korean President Park Geun-hye. Special Prosecutor's Office also said today it has indicted the ex-health minister Moon Hyung-pyo on charges he abused his power to compel the National Pension Fund to support a contentious Samsung merger in 2015. And today is a federal holiday here in the United States. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It remembers a man who was the chief spokesman for the nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement. Get more news at our website. You can find us.
That's the latest world news from VOA.